Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment: read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see how you would like to work with the process focus for this month. Jot that down. Example: I'm a doing machine. When there's a lot to do, I'm razor focused on getting it done and forget all about enjoying any of it. Moreover, I tend to forget all the niceties of relating to people when I'm so focused and respond with impatience to both people and interruptions. So here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oops, Daisy. Hello? Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Helga from Charleston.
Hello, Helga. What are you seeing?
Hi. Well, you know, one thing that I see every time there's a new sorry, I was in the middle of cooking, so I just had to run away. Every time there's a new focus, you know, and then there's an example at the bottom, I always feel like, oh yeah, you know, that's, I can so relate to the example that it's almost like I'll just take that one.
Why do we need to look further, right?
Yeah, why do I need
to
look further?
That's me.
That's exactly what I do. But, you know, anyway, so one thing that that dropped in for me was this morning, you know, that I've seen over and over and over again, you know, that I do something really out of, you know, from my heart. And then ego comes in and takes it over and want something in return. So, you know, I'm doing something. Yeah, so I'm doing something that I just want to do, and then when I'm done, you know, ego comes in and waits for the recognition, you know, the praise, whatever. And when that doesn't show up, you know, it throws a fit. So
yes. Well, and the reason...
Go ahead.
The reason that I said yes, that's correct, is that what you're on to is that is what ego does. So whatever the content is, life unfolds, as you say, there's just something that drops in that you want to do. Okay? And it's right there in the moment, open hearted, and then ego comes in. So sometimes ego comes in, an idea drops in, and ego comes in to say, yeah, I just thought of something really brilliant. Well, no, ego didn't, right? Mm. So it's always coming in behind like that. Mm. So yes, what an excellent place to see that process focus, to see that process happening everywhere throughout your life.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's this doing going on, and there's, you know, activity going on, and there's like, then I did that. And like,
yes,
why can't you see that, you know?
Right.
I mean, it ties in really well with the giving part, too. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Yes, well, and I really appreciate that distinction that you just made. So there's activity. But when it's turned over, when ego takes it over, it's doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because ego does that. I did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good distinction. All right. Well, fun month, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Helga.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Helga. I love that distinction, Sherry. Activity is life and doing is ego, because there is an I who does it that comes into to claim the activity.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the flavor
and
is.
And to make it discreet, right? Mm-hmm. There's no flow with ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a start and a stop. There's a this and an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there's a beginning and an end. And which we actually never see in life.
Mm-hmm.
There's no beginning and end in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Tom from San Jose.
Well, hello, Tom. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing the focus for this session really hit me like a ton of bricks, and it's been great. I feel like a lot of karma has come out that hasn't come out before around this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it did keep me up for a few hours in the middle of the night with surprises and things, but, you know, a few hours of lost sleep to resolve a lot of karma, I don't think that's that bad of a deal. You know what I mean?
That's a good trade-off. Uh-huh. We'll take that one.
That's what I think, too. And, you know, the thing that it got to that was so clear and so helpful, I wrote it down. It said, there are so many things that can go wrong. That was what was really driving all of the karma for me. And
oh, my.
Yeah. That's what I said. Oh, my, you know. And just ego bringing this up constantly and bringing it up in ways that would, like, disturbing my sleep, you know. It's a thing that mm-hmm. brings that up in a way where I decide not to do the thing that takes care of me. I decide to attend to ego mm-hmm. instead of taking care of myself. And so it's an amazing thing.
I think, Tom, we're going to hear people refer back to that because I think you have articulated something that, as you say, can control a life and remain uh-huh. completely under the radar, right? Because it's not just something could go wrong. Because we would all say, well, yeah, something could go wrong, sure, yeah. But there are so many things that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever
That's
the activity is, there are so many things that could go wrong. I feel anxious just saying the sentence.
Yes. So do I. And, you know, after a while of recording and listening and hearing that come out, I just felt so excited because it clearly articulates something that has been a struggle for me for decades.
Yeah.
And so I find this month is going to be a real opportunity. That's definitely going to be my focus for the month because
yes.
I just want to burn all that karma away. I want it to be resolved and not have to trouble anyone anymore as much as I possibly can.
Right. Right. And Tom, the fun part about it, and I think this is always true with ego, but I haven't really looked at it because you just brought up something that actually that I'd never seen in that way before. So
mm-hmm.
I'm excited to delve in. But the solution to this, so ego presents myriad problems, right?
Yes.
There are just so many things. But the solution is one, and that is to realize there's nothing wrong.
Yes.
Isn't that a relief?
Boy, it is. I saw that last night, too. You know, when I made the recording after I wrote that down, it was just so simple. You know, it's just like,
yes,
I'm here. Everything is perfect just as it is. And there is
yes.
no future. There is no past. We're just here
yes.
to experience it all and to end suffering in this moment.
Yes. Yes, yes, and that it's all a workshop for that purpose, if we want to put it that way. Right?
Yes.
Everything that arises is a way that I suffer and an opportunity for me to see through it, see it for what it is, see through it, and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we could say, oh, there's so much that could go right with this. I could see so many things here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm looking
yeah.
forward to this month a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for that. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Tom. Sherry, that's what struck me most about the whole thing is that the presentation is always what's wrong, right? In other
yes.
words, the myriad ways in which things go right, within quotes, is never part of the conversation. So the attention is always focused on what's wrong. And as you were saying, the antidote is if we look at that there's nothing wrong, it actually frees us up to look at everything that's going right.
Yes. Yes. Right? And
whatever it is
as it is, and it's grand. So with that, whatever it was just went completely out of conscious awareness. So there.
Well, what I was noticing about it is the energetic difference. I was having a particularly intense interaction with my mom yesterday, and then we switched to, it's raining, it's cool, the rain tree is in bloom, and the birds are singing, and the attention, I mean, just the shift in the attention to the quality of what was being observed. It's not that it's right, within quotes, and that there's not things that are of concern in the other bucket. It's just that the quality of how something is being registered can be so changed by that redirective attention of perspective.
Yes, well, and to what's happening right now, right?
Yes.
Because that was what was real, right? I mean, we can leave the trees and the rain and the birds and to go into kind of an intellectual or a theoretical, I mean, there's the virus and the, you know, there's all that stuff that is a part of what's going on forever.
Sherry, I lost you. I don't know if anyone else can hear. Sherry, hello?
Hi.
Sherry, are you back?
I'm in the midst of a plot. Yeah. All right.
So I think you were saying...
Did you go on and conclude something?
No, I was just going to reflect where you left off that I heard was simply that the attention shifts to what's going on here now rather than that theoretical conversation that was also the focus of the attention just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
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 All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Tom in Texas.
Well, hello. What are you seeing?
In thinking about the focus, doing focus, and the retreat Sunday about who is doing, what is being done, and looking at that from a perspective of no I or me, getting that I or me out of the way of doing, so that doing is being it's perfectly set up. It's perfectly set up. My voice is, I hope I can take advantage of it. I know that confusion is usually a voice of ego and also an opportunity. I must admit, I am a bit confused. And I can't describe.
Well, Tom,
I can't describe why. Yes.
Tom, don't think about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, because with that process, so we're going to be looking at doing, and that's all we're doing, is looking at doing, right? We're going to be aware of the pronouns. We're going to be bring awareness to the assumptions. We're going to be questioning, noticing, and holding everything in a sort of a question mark. But we don't need to figure anything out. We don't need to know anything. We don't need to learn anything. We don't need to get anywhere. We're just bringing awareness to a lot of our lives that has been unnoticed, has remained unseen, but assumed.
Yes, that is exactly what I needed to hear.
Good. 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 Because that is, again, as we've been pointing out, I don't know if we point out it every day, but certainly today, that's across the board, right? That is a pretty good definition of practicing awareness. So whatever the focus is, we are bringing that kind of open awareness to whatever it is. That's where we're turning attention. We're bringing attention to awareness. Now, what's doing that? The way we would talk about it is, well, I am turning attention to awareness. Well, I want that to flag me, because what am I saying there? Is that the same I that's going to do whatever it is and then expect people to be grateful? Is that the same I that is going to have to worry about all the things that could go wrong? If I'm not careful, it's going to be that. But if I bring conscious awareness, attention to awareness, then I begin to question, is there actually even anything that I think of as an I?
Right, and then there is no I. That's right. It. Right. Right.
And we get a sense of where we want to live, right?
Right. Right there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy that I got on.
Yeah, Tom, the confusion part can be really helpful, because we can use confusion as a stop sign, right? As soon as I hear, I'm confused, or I don't get it, or I don't understand, we can go, oh, okay, conditioned mind, ego is trying to figure this out. All right, I'm just going to sit here and breathe a bit and bring attention back to awareness of what is.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
That's it. Gosho.
Gosho.
Thanks, Tom. Sherry, it's really fascinating. I mean, we always say this, that confusion is looking to conditioned mind for answers, right?
Yes.
And that, yes, as you pointed out, the stop sign is, okay, once I get a sense of the what I'm saying, so if I say I'm confused, there's an awareness that arises that says the process I'm in is in conditioned mind, which then mm-hmm. becomes the signal to redirect the attention, because when mm-hmm. I'm here, there's an intuitive sensing of what is, that is not confusion.
Yes.
We don't understand, yes, but that doesn't mean
that's
we don't
it.
Know.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, if somebody said to you, so then what? You go, I don't know. But you'd have a big smile on your face and you'd be happy.
Precisely. And that's all that, mm-hmm. that's the movement that, I think that's been coming up a lot for us, right? That the sense of, it's not the words that we need to focus on, but what's being indicated by the process I'm in, that the words signal, and then make the redirect of attention from there.
Back yes. So what you're describing is going backwards, right? So what we've learned to do since we were little tiny children, and probably for Kalpas, is I'm here in an experience. I don't know that I'm an I. There's just here. And then people say, well, what? And so now I'm meant to put words, I'm meant to look at about. Mm-hmm. So what is a word that describes the experience that I'm having? I need to think about that. I need to think about the experience, and you can feel the movement, right? If you were here, you'd see my hands waving around like crazy. as I get farther and farther away from the experience, mm-hmm. right? So now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm coming up with words for it. Now I'm telling you what those, by this point, I'm so far away from that experience, right? Mm-hmm. And so what you just described is the reverse of that. Mm-hmm. I hear the word, I register that word, and I drop that word and that registering and come back to the direct experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't be confused because I'm having an experience.
That's right. Yeah, I can only be confused. That's right. I can only be confused if I go in that other direction again. Yeah. Leave where I am and go out there to think about it and try to talk about it. And yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. Hi, this is Julian calling from Portland, Oregon.
Well, hello, Julian. I'm so tempted to ask you about Portland, Oregon, but I'm not going to.
I bet you are.
What are you seeing, Julian?
Well, I'm tempted to tell you a lot about what I'm seeing, but I'll tell you what I'm seeing with practice.
Good, good.
Which, of course, is part of it, too. I feel so grateful
Absolutely.
To get on the call. I was listening to the recording that you made about the I and sort of speaking to these various personalities and getting them confused as little children that we need mm-hmm. to care for. And I've been really sitting with that a lot. And ego was having a field day with it, saying, you know, this means that practice isn't really about caring for yourself. You have to really obliterate yourself, and just really ugly, harsh stuff.
No, ego. We're working to obliterate you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I feel like in some way, as always seems to happen with this practice, I got on the call and somehow here I am talking to you about it.
Yes.
And... yeah, when when you were speaking just now, I was thinking about how for me with doing, ego will say, oh, of course you get to relax just after this. And then, well then you got to do this thing.
Yeah.
But after that, mm-hmm. You know, you'll be done. And then, mm-hmm. and then you can relax. So, of course, there's never a done. There's an
That's
infinite
right.
to-do list. It's yes. forever.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and the assumption, Julian, that goes with that is you can't be relaxed while you're doing.
Yes.
Which is really significant because ego is what takes on the doing.
Right.
And the whole point of that is to make sure you're not with life's activity, right? So all of that is going on just in the same way Julian is going on. Right? Life is activity. Here comes ego outside of life now. Okay, now I'm going to do this stuff that, of course, there's no way ego can do. But as we were talking about earlier, it can come in behind and say, yeah, I did that. And yeah, I've got to do that. And yeah, I'm going to do that. And yeah, is it? No. You know, Julian, it could be fun to just sit on the couch for a minute and say, okay, go, ego. You do it. I'm gonna relax here and watch you do it. Yeah, would you start with the dishes because I'll want you to cook dinner, and so you'll need to get the dishes done first. And of course, what we, you know, it sounds silly, but what we get to immediately is no, ego can't do anything. Its role is to beat a person into believing that they are what ego is. And that they believe that they then are doing, and of course all we're doing is ego's bidding, which is be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. The key for me in that is to realize you can be absolutely as relaxed as it's possible for a human being to be as you are participating in life's activity. That's what awareness practice is.
Mm-hmm. I had this experience on Sunday. It was about 100 degrees here, and I had gotten all my schoolwork and work done on Friday and Saturday because Sunday I was going to go to the river and swim. And by the time Sunday came around, I was so stressed from all the doing that it took me all day by the river to finally just relax. And I thought, why can't I do things with relaxation? Like, it's just such a fantasy that it's just suddenly going to arrive when everything is somehow done, right?
And so shall I guess that that's going to be your focus for this month, for this?
I think I think that's going to be the one. Yeah.
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 That to see the relationship between the relaxation of life activity and ego doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. I think there's going to be so much to see there.
Yeah, because of course the body is what is engaged in activity, and ego is a conversation about doing.
Right. And then that conversation makes such a sacrifice of the body, which just gets worked so hard doing that bidding.
Yes. Well, and if nothing else, the stress.
Yeah.
Right? The stress is what kills people. Yeah.
Yeah. And ego is so concerned with taking credit for all the doing. You know, I think that's another place I will get hung up is, you know, well, I worked so hard, I want the credit for it. But then you're like, but I feel like crap. Do I really want credit for how hard I just worked to feel terrible?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. There's no winning that one, is there? Yeah.
No, there really isn't. It gets nice and convincing. It's kind of remarkable, but there is no winning. Yeah.
Except for
thank
ego.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Julian. Take care.
All right. You too.
Thanks, Julian. Sherry, it looks like we could squeeze in one more caller. So here we go.
Goody.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. It's Karen.
Hello, Karen. What are you saying?
Hi. Well, this is what dropped in for me. And it came from yesterday's call about showing up exactly where you are. Or no.
Mm-hmm.
Showing up exactly
as you are.
And so the focus for me is around, I hope this works, around doing is being with. And I don't know how to say the pronoun. Being with Karen as she goes about her day and just being with her, like however she is.
Uh-huh. Well, and of course the tricky part there, and this takes us back to Tom, and the just paying attention, because it'll be important to see who is that. So who is Karen, first of all, and then who is that
to
be with her? Yeah,
I know. Well, I can only, I'll tell you, there was a little experience that I'll say really quick, and it was yesterday at the kitchen sink, awareness of just kind of this low energy, something's wrong. You could call it depression. You could call it whatever. And then there was this being with that, just saying, okay, not going with the story and what I was being told, but a dropping into the body and just letting, being with the sensations, which were actually beautiful in their own way, even though in a story they get labeled as, you know, they're terrible sensations, but, and that...
Well, they're depression.
And, but to just be with them, the energy shifted, everything changed. You know, there was...
Let me just...
Oop, did I lose you? Uh-oh, I lost you.
Karen, hang on a second. Let me see if I can bring Sherry back. So, Sherry, we can't hear you. Yeah, we lost her, Karen. Hang on one second.
Okay.
There we go.
Wah. Wah.
Oh.
Okay. So the thing that is so helpful about that, and again, you have to be really careful, but it's it's like a benchmark. I think there's another word, but it's not coming to me. It's like you have a sense of where you're going. You have a sense of what it is like to be here in acceptance. And so the being careful is that ego is going to want to take that over, make it a standard, have an idea about it, get a picture, compare where you are to that. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, you know that experience of being present in awareness and acceptance.
Okay, that's so good for me to hear. And I think I'm still formulating how I'm going to, you know, the language around the focus.
Don't bother.
Okay.
You probably don't even need to bother with that. Because if you do, you'll be in that process that we were just talking about. First, you'll have to think about it. Then you'll need to come up with the words. Then you'll have to see if the words match the thoughts. Then you'll have to, and pretty soon you'll be so far away from the experience that you won't recognize it. And instead, just let life bring you back, bring you here, bring you here, bring you here.
Okay.
It'll be a wonderful way to practice what you are attempting to practice. So just be here in acceptance as life brings you to the experience.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad it's recorded. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Gesho. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gesho.
Thanks, Karen. And Cherry, that brings us to the end of the show. Our assignment for today: for the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about the focus you've chosen. As you go about your day, keep your focus in awareness. Notice and jot down what the voices say. What is the conversation in conditioned mind around doing?
So thrilling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy. Thanks, Sherry.
Go happy.